This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Yeah, Chris, I don't know. I'm so sorry. They're normally like always on time. Maybe if we just wait a couple minutes or...
Yeah, no, I'm happy to hang out. I have like shockingly little else to do, so...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How's your lockdown been, dude?
You know, big ups, big downs. Mostly I just take care of my lawn, take care of my baby.
How's the lawn looking these days?
Oh, it's not good. It just got overrun with mouse ear chickweed just the other day. Like,
again?
Totally overrun with mouse ear chickweed. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I'm out here on my hands and knees like an asshole.
What do you do for the mouse wood chicken weed?
The mouse ear chickweed, yeah, really, you can pull it by its roots. Not much else because it spreads in mats. I'm just going to try to keep it mowed and chalk it up to experience. Try to get, you know, I mean, I feel like last year it was the crabgrass. I think a lot of people know that. And this year it's the mouse ear chickweed. So, yeah, so I'm happy to wait for the guys because, you know, I need a break from the weeds. And
for sure, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing is, it's funny. I'm happy to hang out. But I actually haven't recorded an episode of my show this week yet, so it's a little silly to be sitting and waiting for the guys to do their show.
That comes out like tomorrow or
Tomorrow.
We have Tuesdays, like right? Tuesdays?
Yeah. There's cool. Been like a whole production log jam and a lot of
those log jams, man.
Yeah, and ever since we switched to Sirius, there's just been so much, so many team building exercises that a lot of times actually getting like studio time all together has been taking a back seat. So, but it's on me, you know. I got a little obsessive about the mouse ear chickweed too. So,
have they still been doing the icebreakers? They started to do that when I left, like two truths and a lie, trust fall.
Yeah, it's
jam.
It's jam. I don't know at what point they stopped being icebreakers and just become recurring activities. Cause once you've heard like 26 truths and 13 lies about a person, mm-hmm. once you've done that so often.
Yeah.
I don't know. That qualifies as an icebreaker anyway. I don't know.
At a certain point, the amount of lies like start to tell like a different story. Like you notice a pattern with the lies of like maybe what this person's into on the weekends or something.
Oh, and the lies are getting dark. The lies are getting very dark.
They're getting fucked up.
Yeah. It's actually, you know, a lot of the remaining Earwolf hosts, the lies I'm hearing are revealing as much as the truths, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Some of the things Adam Conover hasn't done. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Talk about factually.
Oh, yeah.
Two truths and a factually. That's what his show should be called.
I don't know if have you heard, like, if it's going to be, are they going to be more than an hour? Because if so, I don't know if you'd be down to help me record one of my episodes, but
absolutely. I mean, we got the Zoom up, and
I can tweet
I already got my great. How about you do that? I'll grab the theme song. I think
this is awesome. This is a huge weight off the shoulders. It's like, you know, get to do my show and then still get to talk with the guys. That's awesome. Thanks so much. Thanks for helping me out. Yeah,
of course. All right, well, if you
the number's up there, so if you just want to patch someone through.
All right.
Yeah.
Can I still play the theme song or do you do that in post?
No, play it. Go ahead and play it.
Okay. All
right. Why not?
But yeah, we're gonna have some fun.
It's a good song. It's a great song. Shell Shack. And then I go like, hi everybody, it's 1 hour, one phone call, no names, no host bar. Yeah.
Cool.
Beautiful and honest.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I patched someone in.
Okay, cool. Thanks so much for this.
Yeah.
Hello?
me?
Yeah, the person who just said me. You're on the line.
Is it me?
Yeah, it's you. Welcome to Beautiful Anonymous.
Welcome to... Well, you think... I can't believe I just did that. Welcome to... Do you ever do that when they're... it's like, enjoy the movie, and you say, you too, but only you're going in?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we've all been there. No, yeah, no need to, you can just take a breath. No need to be nervous or anything.
I started to say, welcome to Beautiful Anonymous, yeah, back to you, but you know,
it's okay.
You're welcoming me. Like,
it's all good.
I can't believe I did that.
Yeah, no, I don't, I'm not going to judge or anything. We can just,
no,
this can be whatever
we
want it to
be. That's what I love about, the show is you're just, you don't judge, and that's what I need right now, actually, is like not riding my ass about the whole saying welcome to Beautiful Anonymous. From, you're the host, I'm just, you know.
Yeah, no. No, I'm happy to follow your lead.
I'm just a guy who has a big issue right now.
Well, if you want to talk it out, I'm happy to lend an ear.
Well, yeah, that's okay. So, yeah, I didn't know if we'd get right into it, if you want to know anything about me or, if, you know.
I'm following your lead.
Okay, yeah. Well, so this is like, it's obviously a little embarrassing, but it's anonymous and it's like, you know, it's more embarrassing than saying welcome. I said welcome to you when you were welcoming me, but so, a goose stole my wife. Well, so there's this goose in my neighborhood, or was in my neighborhood. Now he's in my marital bed, but he was like, we actually started out actually being really cool with each other. Like, I was like, oh, sick. Like, this goose is huge. And, like, I wonder if he could be even bigger. So I started bringing him bread. And then he started following me because, like, I had so much bread. And I was bringing, like, whole, like, huge, like, sourdough loaves and stuff. And, which I just, it was easy for me to get just because of my job. But
are you a baker?
No, nothing like that.
Okay. So you were saying?
I was saying what?
Oh, I interrupted with the baker question, but then I felt like I threw you off telling me about this huge goose. Oh, good. Yeah, no good.
So anyway, I guess we're even now, right? After the
yeah.
thing.
Touche, yeah.
So anyway, he started to follow me home. I think it's a he. I guess I don't even know how you check on them, but I was calling him he. Maybe that's my own, like, hang up. But anyway, he started following me home because, like, I had all this bread, which I got, like, next to free because of my job. And I...
Do you work in, like, a supermarket or a food store or something?
No, not even close.
Okay.
And so I... so anyway, I left the door open one day, and the goose just like walked right in, and I thought it was kind of funny, and I started like filming, like, oh, the goose is inside, like he's sitting on the couch, he's watching TV, like this is so funny, like it's like a cute animal video, and then my wife was in the kitchen, I was like, get in here, you know, like come sit next to the goose, you know, and they sat next to each other, and he like put like his wing around her, and they started to kiss.
The goose and your wife?
Yeah. And again, I thought it was pretty funny at first, you know, this goose is kissing my wife, and she's playing along. And it was a really big goose, so, you know, visually I thought this will be great for, one of those, like, the dodo videos or something of, like, this man found this goose and, you know, he kissed his wife or it. I don't know.
Right.
But they...
Can I ask just a clarifying,
very silly
question?
Is it about your job again?
No, it's about your wife. I just want to see, your wife is human, right?
She's, yeah, very much so, yeah.
Got it. Cool. Just making sure.
Yeah. So they were just kissing, and the goose started to like honk a lot, like honk into her mouth. And it was, again, I'm laughing because it's creating this kind of funny echo where it's like honking in her mouth, and the honk is like coming, you know, it's like muffled, but it's somehow louder. And she's kind of honking back, and that's,
what?
There's something going on. Like there's like a connection. And then, the goose kind of flapped at me, and I backed up and I stepped out the door, and it closed the door and locked it.
It locked. Yeah. Cause I know they can be nasty, but I didn't know they can lock doors.
So what, like, okay.
I'm just reacting.
Okay.
I'm not.
It just like wasn't, the whole thing was that there wasn't any judgment. You know what I mean? Like that was sort of why I felt safe calling with this.
I'm really sorry about that. I did not mean to judge in any way. I was just genuine. I was just surprised to hear, like, there's a pond in my hometown.
Not as surprised as I was.
I bet.
To get locked out by a goose. But you had a pond story. I'm sorry. I'm being rude. I'm a little upset about all of it just because like I haven't, you know, this was almost 6 years ago and I still haven't gotten back into my house.
Your wife's been with the goose for 6 years?
They've both been inside, yeah. I mean, she's come outside just to like get the mail and stuff, but.
When she comes out, do you ever talk to her and ask her what's going on?
Well, I ask her if there's any mail for me.
Is she choosing to stay there? Because it sounds like you could probably get her out of there if she was looking to flee the goose.
The geese have rights in this country that you would not believe. Like the animal protection laws, what you can and can't do to a goose in terms of like forcibly removing. I guess this one is like a rare goose. I mean, I always thought of them as mostly like a nuisance.
But
this one is like some kind of special goose where like basically when I called and asked about doing something about it, the sheriff beat my ass.
Physically? Not like a tongue lashing, like beat your ass?
Like the sheriff like started beating my ass and really took the goose's side and physically like kicked my little Happy Meal ass up and down Main Street in front of everybody. And it was the night of the homecoming football game. And everyone walked out of the local football stadium, like off the bleachers, and came to just watch the sheriff kick my ass up and down. And the goose was there in the stands. I hadn't seen him leave the house because, of course, I went to the sheriff's. He takes this opportunity. I'm assuming it's a he. I don't know. Takes this opportunity to go take my wife on a date to the homecoming football game. And I guess he was performing at halftime. And I didn't even get to see the performance because, of course, I'm in the hospital because I just got my Happy Meal ass kicked up and down Main Street by the sheriff while the whole city watched.
This is intense. I mean, we've had a lot of dark stories on Beautiful and Honest. This one's really dark. I'm so sorry that you've been going through this.
Well, I'm sorry I said welcome to Beautiful Nonsense. I mean, I just feel like a perfect clown. Like, that's
no.
Clown town all day with that.
No, you don't come off as clown town at all.
Mayor of Clown Town with that welcome to, I'm saying welcome.
I gotta ask again, because I mean,
about
this is
my job, why I get the bread?
No, I'm not that interested in the job, honestly. It was more, I wanted to say, like, I understand that apparently there's like, you know, laws in place, you know, animal rights, conservation. You can't do anything to the goose. You suggested it to the sheriff, kicked your Happy Meal ass all over town. I get that part. My question though is your wife
just up and down Main Street?
Up and down Main Street. Sorry about that. Is your wife looking to get away from the goose, or is your wife into being with the goose? It's been 6 years.
Unfortunately, we haven't talked about it a whole lot. Most of our conversation is focused around the mail. She gets the mail. That's always kind of been her role. Whether there's anything for me, she looks happier than she's ever been. And she is glowing.
Okay. So you'll wait by the mailbox. She'll come out. You'll ask her if there's any mail for you.
Yeah.
She tells you yes or no. And then
I'm lucky.
And then as she's on her way back up the front walk, you're like, hey, are you happy with the good? And beep up before you can even get the answer. She's gone.
A lot of times. Yeah. Before I get the question out, she's back inside.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not ideal, you know, for me, and especially, like, it's been pretty embarrassing with the guys at work, and...
I bet.
Yeah.
Does the goose fly south for the winter? Don't geese generally fly south?
Not this one.
Just hangs out.
Yeah, I mean, he's... Some of the guys at work have made some off-color jokes about him flying south on my wife.
Oof. That's not...
Which obviously doesn't feel good. And I actually feel like a perfect clown in Mayor of Clown Town over here because, you know, not only this, but it's like, this is probably the third or fourth time this has happened to me.
With your wife and geese?
Not the same wife. Certainly not the same goose.
But you've had multiple wives and you've lost them to multiple geese?
No, one goose at a time.
But I mean a series of geese. Never any other types of animals, other humans.
Don't shame me about it, Chris.
No, it's just fascinating. It's just fascinating because it sounds like the goose community, because this is not a thing that generally happens. So it almost feels like geese have somehow sensed that you have a very... you're very prone to just...
Oh, no, the sheriff's
not
at the door.
Fighting.
Oh, no, what? The sheriff's at the door.
What?
Somebody told him I was making a phone call about the goose.
Oh, no, are you all right? Do you need... What can I do?
Hang on real quick, hang on. Okay. Shut up. Uh-huh. No, that's not my... Oh, no. No, please, not down Main Street. Oh, no. Oh, God. I gotta hang up.
Wait, but where do you work? It's not a big...
He disconnected.
Oh, boy, that's... Oh, that guy's all right. That's crazy. That one didn't ride out the hour. I hope he's okay. It wasn't a bakery. It wasn't a supermarket. Can you think of any other professions that involve a lot of contact with sourdough bread?
Maybe
he's a waiter. Maybe he worked in a restaurant.
Yeah, maybe a bread restaurant, like an Italian sourdough bread restaurant.
Why? I did say bakery, which, I mean, I guess that, I don't know. Anyway, have you heard from Sean and Hayes yet, or?
One of them said, haha, that's hilarious, whoops.
In reference, you didn't really give me any
I
context.
Think the whoops meant like wrong chat. They didn't mean to send it to me.
Well, if it's going to be a while, we could try another call. I mean, usually when I put out the phone number, people keep trying to call for a while. So there might actually be someone else in the queue. I don't know if you...
There's someone else in here. Let me connect.
Cool. Thanks. Hello?
Is it me?
Yeah. Hi. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Come on. It's me?
Yeah.
Is this... help me. What's the, Chris.
Yeah, it's Chris. Yeah.
Chris! Oh
yeah.
My God. I love you. I love, the NBA commercials that you did.
Oh, old school. The ones I did for ESPN.
But I have a friend who's like obsessed with you and like, and so I thought I would call, I had some extra time.
That's
what
cool.
Was that commercial? Was that funny to do?
It was really fun. Yeah, I did them 2 years in a row. I did one with Paul Pierce and one with Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, I know. I was saying that I like them, so.
No, yeah, I was just, for anybody who's listening, I wanted to give them the context.
Okay.
And yeah, it was really fun. They shut them up in like Rockland County, New York, and actually spent the whole
thing. Is this normally, I think of this as normally like, I don't know what this is, but like, I thought it was kind of like a you and me conversation, and it wasn't like a... Like, how much of this is going to be, like, for the benefit of an audience, and how much is this going to be, like, you and me talking?
You're not really, like, a regular listener to the show, it sounds like.
I love those commercials. I'm normally kind of busy.
No worries.
So
you're a fan of mine based on two commercials I did, I believe, in 2007 and 2008?
This guy, he's not even really my friend. This guy I kind of know is obsessed with you.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
And actually, he and I have, like, not really spoke. Okay. Well, this is kind of what I'm calling about.
Okay.
So I am, I honestly do not even know where to begin with this. I am living with this woman. And the way I got into this situation, and she's great, by the way. But, like, I met this guy years ago. And he is bringing me, just, like, at my place, he's, like, bringing me stuff. So he works at the San Francisco Chowder Company. So he has these, like, not only does he have, like, a huge amount of bread, he has all the extra, you know, they serve it in a bread bowl, so he has all the insides. And so he's, like, coming to me with these, like, fistfuls of sourdough bread.
Weird.
Why is that weird? The story, like, there's stuff that's unusual in the story, but, like, this aspect of it, I just want to orient, like, why.
Yeah, no, got it. I'm not,
what's
yeah.
weird to you?
Well, though, just like, the idea that someone would bring you fists full of sourdough bread as a gift.
I'm sad for you, actually, that this kind of stuff doesn't happen for you. People are, you know, bringing me, people will give me bread.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's awesome.
It is awesome. You said it was weird, but it, like, to me, it is, like,
I mean,
it's great.
Is, but I don't want to get in, you know, I don't want to get nitpicky. Like, but one of the things I like about this show, honestly, is I get to, like, listen more than I talk. I get a chance to learn about other lifestyles. So it might seem weird now, but I'm going to hear you out and I'm going to learn more about you. And it's not going to seem weird by the end because I always learn through
the
show.
Well, this is not, I mean, that part is over. The bread issue is, like, basically done. So, like, we're, like, it's not really what I want to talk about or focus on at all. So, this guy, you know, he'd bring me stuff. He'd bring me this, hesitate to even bring up the bread thing again because I don't want to get stuck in it. But,
I'm not hung up on the bread thing, personally.
And he will, like, leave kind of a trail, and he'll do this thing where he'll, like, start to walk away, and he'll kind of, like, look over his right shoulder. And just kind of, like, look at me. Mm-hmm. And there's a little trail of bread behind it, and he'll just, like, keep leaving a little trail and, like, look over his right shoulder. And I want to, you know, I'm going to eat this bread.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, I'm following this guy, and I get a little close. Every day, I get a little closer to what I'm starting to realize is, like, this guy's house. This guy's, like, trying to bring me back to his place.
That's, okay. That is weird.
Yeah. So, great. Because I agree with you. That is, to me, an abnormal experience. The bread aspect, now, does he think everything is weird? I'm wondering. But, like, we're on the same page about this being weird. This does not happen to me often. And so, you know, like, before I know, like, one of these days, I'm just, like, in the house. you know, and I don't even like know exactly how we got here, but I'm just like eating the bread and then I'm like in the house and I'm on the couch and this guy is like, honey, come in here. Come look at this. And his wife enters and I can see like, you know, I have honestly kind of been like wondering if that's what this was.
Like a hot wife situation.
What's that?
Hot wife is like, it's like a sexual fetish, almost like a cuckolding thing where like sharing of one spouse.
Okay. I don't have a name for like, you know, I'm not part of this world. And once again, I'm sort of wondering if I've called the wrong person. Cause like, it seems like you think that this of all things is normal, but to me, this is like, and again, I'm not shaming anybody. But, like, you know, this is now my situation, too. And to me, this is, like, I'm not super comfortable, you know?
Okay, yeah, no, that's horrible.
But I can see, like, you know, and I, like, this guy has been so nice, you know? And I want to do right by this guy. So I'm, like, kind of, like, the wife sits down next to me, and he's, like, looking at us, and I kind of, like, bring in the wife, and... You know, we start to, like, go at it a little bit.
Whoa. Just like that.
And he's just watching. He's not saying it. He's not saying, like, stop. He's just, like, watching. And, you know, we end up back in the bedroom. And I can hear him kind of, like, pretending to try the door and be like, oh, no, the door's locked. But I can't lock a door. The door's not locked. The door is actually, I think, even, like, open a crack. And he's kind of, like, peeking in.
When you say you can't lock a door, that jumps out as interesting to me.
Okay. Again, it's not the bread and not being able to lock a door. It's just not the core of the story for me. Yes, I can't do it. It's not possible for me. Oh, you know what? I could do a push lock, a knob that has a little push button lock. I could do that.
Are you like...
The twisty lock, yeah, that I cannot do. I can't do the pinching.
Do you have like some sort of condition or something you were born with?
Did I not say I have a goose? Did I forget to say I have a goose?
What? Whoa.
I am so sorry.
No, you don't have to apologize.
Oh my God, no, this is... I've got to be honest. I was so nervous at the start of this.
You are not going to believe this.
And I was like playing it really cool, but like, yes, I'm a goose. And the bread, that's why the bread you thought was so weird.
Yes, fistfuls of bread.
No, I eat bread. I'm a goose.
So you want to hear something really weird? This is kind of unbelievable. Have you been living in this guy's house for 6 years? And does he get his ass beat up and down Main Street with his little Happy Meal ass?
By the sheriff.
By the sheriff, yes.
Little Happy Meal ass, yes. Gets beat up by the sheriff. And I have more I can say about that, yes.
I want to hear it all, but I just have to give you full disclosure that I when I tweet out this phone number, thousands of people try to call. The record, we once had over 20,000 call attempts. Okay. So it is really shocking. You're not going to believe this. That guy got through right before you. He got
right
before.
Yeah. Okay.
The sheriff showed up and started beating his ass up and down Main Street. So he had to go, but there's just no way that there's two stories. Like, I can't imagine there's two.
Okay.
Yeah. He says that you stole his.
Too late.
No. Well, you know, we could. Whatever you want to do. I'm happy to keep hearing you. I felt it would be weird to not tell you.
You don't understand. I'm too late. I was calling you to warn you.
What?
So, the way I know about you.
Yeah.
Is from this guy. He has like framed pictures of you all over the house, and I'm like, who is this guy? And I'm like checking your stuff out, and like a lot of it's not really for me. The NBA commercials I love.
Yeah.
But like that's how I like got connected with you.
There's not anything in the 14 years hence. It's okay. Anyway, you were saying.
So the he calls it Endgame. Is the call to you when he describes this experience is when he will finally, like, release.
Release in what? In like what he'll, sense?
He'll goosh. Like, we call it gooshing.
Like, he's been...
been edging this whole time.
He's been edging this whole time?
Yeah. And so,
for
like,
6 years?
And so his plan is for the entire call, he was going to be just, like, absolutely gooshing the whole time. So that happened already?
I didn't get the sense that he was gooshing after 6 years of edging. I mean, I feel like that would be...
He said that's part of it, is that he was going to be, like... he's going to be, like, playing it cool. But yeah, he was.
He just seemed kind of...
He for sure was the entire time. And I, the sheriff and I have been talking. Part of the reason he calls the sheriff is to, like, get him over. He's like, oh, come over to the house and, like, take care of this goose. And, like, you know. And then it's supposed to, like, continue from that. You know, now the sheriff is involved in our, like, little thing. But so I got in touch with the sheriff and I was like, hey, do not. Like, yeah, I'm okay here, but, like, we don't, you don't want to, like, really get, like, trapped in this, you know? Because I don't want to hurt her feelings now, and, like, but, yeah. So, anyway, I was trying to stop that call from happening, but I guess, it's, I guess, I can just go.
You're just going to go? I'm more
Honestly, no reason for me to be here anymore. I just thought, like, it would be so gross if that happened, but it seems like it already did.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had no idea. So, I mean, I guess I'm glad you told me. And I'm more confused now than I was before. But if you feel like it's time to go, yeah, I mean, we can just,
I just
try another call.
I just walked you through the entire, like, what's confusing?
Well, it was already sort of confusing. And then all of a sudden at the end, you say the sheriff is somehow in on the whole thing, and this was all
the
a sexual fantasy that revolved around
is,
me. And
God, okay. I'm sorry. Again, I think this is on me. I'm less nervous now, just having kind of gotten to know you. But, like, the sheriff doesn't want to be in on it. This guy wants to get the sheriff involved. But instead, when he, like, tries to snare the sheriff, like, into this dynamic, then the sheriff, yes,
I just
happy meal ass up at Dumb Main Street.
I'm just very.
I also think it might be part of it for him,
because I know you only know me from the NBA on ESPN commercials from over a decade ago, but I have like a cult fan base, and it can be intense. But
bragging.
The idea that somebody would cuckold himself to his,
he calls it a cuckadoodle do, which is not what I say.
The idea that he would have his wife have relations with a goose for 6 years, where, and he would pretend he wasn't into it when apparently he was, and this was all just an edging situation, so he could eventually
culminating in the that he calls you and, so
and ejaculates on the phone with me. I was part of it from the start.
Time.
So for 6 years, he's been having his wife hook up with a goose.
How long have you been doing this show?
Just over 5 years.
Okay, so there you go. But you were probably like talking.
Well, I did do another. I did a TV show that had a ton of phone calls too. So
okay, yeah,
and that's been since
he talked 2009. About the pivot at some point, I guess. Yeah, that when you started to do the podcast, he was like, okay, then we'll just do it there.
Yeah, that was 2016. That was a few good years for me. I also had an HBO special come out shortly after that. I was in Mike Birbiglia. I had a movie about improv. I was in. I don't know if you caught any of that. A lot of that was pretty critically praised. I had a TV show that was on Fusion and True
Not
TV.
Not for me. I was kind of happy when everyone in that movie just like moved on from the improv stuff. I was like, that's good.
Well, I mean, people said nice things about my performance at least, but I'm not going to try to convince you to be a fan. But
it was pretty like, you know, like it was good.
Thanks. I feel like I should.
It's pretty close to like you, you know, it was like a guy like
Yeah, definitely.
Improv.
What was that?
Guy who does improv. You know, I just like it. I'll say this: it was a very good performance. But if it were bad, that would be so weird.
Right, because a guy who does improv while all his friends get subsequently more successful than him, and he has to deal with the emotional fallout of that is.
Oh, I don't want to get. I mean, you had all those calls you were saying.
Yeah, I should. Maybe I'll just go take another call. Thanks so much for warning me.
You
should cleanse the palate.
Do more of those commercials, okay?
I would love to, yeah. Thanks so much.
Okay, all right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whew, this is a weird day.
Wow.
Never had that happen. Should we try one more? Or?
Yeah, let's try another. Okay, yeah, it's patched in.
Clear the palate from all that. Let's get back to usual beautiful anonymous calls. Someone just tells me something like really, you know.
Is it me?
Profound and sad. Oh, hi. Yeah, hi.
Is it me?
Yeah, it's you.
Howdy.
Welcome. Welcome to the show. Thanks for
calling
in.
Welcome to you. Welcome to the... I did not just do that.
Happens all the time. You don't have to.
Oh, damn. Don't worry about it. Ever go to a restaurant, they say enjoy the food, and then you say you too.
Yeah.
It's like, but they're handing you the food. You know, they're not. I mean, they could eat it.
Happens at movie theaters too sometimes. They say enjoy the show.
Son of a gun. Yeah, that I haven't encountered.
Okay. I mean, it happens, but that's okay.
I'm going to a movie. I know what's going on. You know what I mean? It's just, but this reflexes, I don't know what, but you said welcome, and then what did I do?
Mm-hmm.
Like a perfect damn asshole, I absolutely humiliated myself to start the call. Welcome to you, to your own damn show, this motherfucker.
No, these things happen. It happens all the time, actually.
No, I had to chop down an electric wire, just end it all, right?
What?
I'm just saying because I'm so embarrassed, but howdy. It's Chris, right?
Yeah, it's Chris.
Can I call you Crisp?
Crisp? With a P on the end?
May I call you Crisp?
Yeah, if you feel like it, sure.
Absolutely, man. And that's what I think of you, Crisp. Crisp comedic mind, man. I'm a big fan of you. I love Liberty Inn.
The improv group I was in with Anthony King and Zach Woods.
Zach, yeah.
It was at least 12 or 13 years ago.
Top three, one of my favorite members of Liberty Inn. And I'll tell you what else. I used to love to see the rafters.
The rafters. I was, even I'm having trouble placing that, but I remember
that. I would see the rafters. And I'll tell you, what I loved was a big part of the conceit was that every scene had to be a three-person scene. And what you'd get is a two-person scene with this kind of dangly thing on the end of it, didn't know what to do with this other element. And you'd go, man, this scene would work better if it was only two people. But it'd be you and Delaney having like a pretty good scene, and then you'd have an Anthony King or Zach Woods, and there you go. Man, nothing to do with that one. But man, I'd love to go catch the rafters.
Are you sure I was a part of that? Because I remember that name, but I don't remember. Was I in that group?
Jeez, I mean, in my recollection, you were part of the rafters. I believe it maybe only happened once. It was like an 11 o'clock show immediately after Harold Knight.
Yeah, I mean, when you said the rafters, I remembered that was a thing that happened, but yeah, I remember very little about this.
Sure, well, anyway, between that and Liberty Inn, man, I gotta say, you're one of my top 3 to 6 improv guys that I would see around that time, and I'm so happy you found this show now after all what seems like a bit of a dry spell.
Yes. Very long, yeah, like... I mean, I've done some other stuff in the meantime, but yeah, I'm just psyched.
Not to my knowledge. Hey, can I tell you, I'm in a pickle. I'm at a crossroads, my brother.
Okay.
I'm in a bad way.
The rafters. What was that? Was I in that?
Do you want to work through your stuff?
Let's just both take a moment here, because I've had a weird day. I mean, it's not about me, so I won't get into it, but...
You think your day is weird, man. You're not going to believe what's going on for me.
I'll remember the rafters later. You tell me. What's going on with your day?
I want to say maybe Brett Christensen was around for it. Somebody was in the rafters.
Yes.
Was...
Yes, you're right. I haven't heard that name in like over a decade, but yes. What was that? This is driving me legitimately insane. Okay, but it's not about me and the rafters, this phantom improv group that even I can't remember.
You know, but you know, if that's
you've had a weird day. You've had a weird day.
A little strange, I'd say. So I've sworn to uphold the law.
Yeah, okay.
That means protecting the citizens of my community. Sometimes from themselves. Sometimes the citizen will be townsperson. Waiter at the San Francisco Chowder Company. Sometimes they'll be big-ass goose. Biggest son of a bitch you ever seen. Just a huge goose.
Yeah.
But you gotta treat them equally in the eyes of the law.
Hold on, is this... These are like hypothetical examples, right?
Well, I wish. I wish.
You gotta be kidding me. Are you the sheriff?
I'm the sheriff, yep. Guilty, guilty. Actually, I'm the one who tells people when they're guilty. Well, the judge does that.
A jury, really.
Okay, I guess, if it's a jury trial.
I mean, I think most people, when they think who tells you if you're guilty or not, they think jury, I guess technically the jury foreperson.
Right, if it's a jury trial.
Which I think in most of our minds, that is what we think first.
Right. I guess you'll speak for me then.
The rafters.
Anyway, I go to respond to this damn call, you know? And I got an inkling this guy might have called me on himself. But I open up the door. And the man is screaming and huffing and puffing, and he's got the phone in one hand, and he's made boo-hooing. And I gotta do my job, and it's not my first encounter with the feller, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
He drags me into these situations all the time. You know, and I start to wonder, is he creating the situation? Because I gotta get in between him and Goose and his wife and all of this.
And you gotta beat his happy meal ass up and down Main Street. I know.
Well, that's the job, you know. And,
of course.
And I open the door and he, you know, I know the guy. I've dined at the Chowder Company enough times that I know him when I see him. And I've always suspected he's maybe been stealing some of the bread from in there, which they don't look too kindly on.
But I can say that's an almost certain fact, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. All right, good. Well, good to have that confirmed. On this day, what it looked like to me was he must have stolen a whole bunch of chowder.
Because
the guy was so...
Is there a big giant bird behind you? Am I the only one who heard that? There. Bird.
Well, yeah. So this is a bird that I have hired, actually, to go and confer with the goose. The situation I have now is... The goose has information that I need. I can't always trust him, be honest with me. Goose don't trust a man.
Never.
And so I walk up to the door and the guy's got the phone, but he's drenched in chowder, head to toe.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, has he been stealing chowder from work and taking a bath in it? Because the only other explanation for, this amount of fluid would be if he was in some sort of 6-year edging situation.
Whoa. Yeah, that was not chowder.
And I had happened upon the end game itself. And
wow.
And that just can't be, right? I mean, it doesn't make any damn sense.
I mean,
now, are you looking up the rafters online right now?
I am. I am trying to look up the rafters right now. I'm a little distracted because I just need to know if this was an improv group I was actually a part of, but there's
You may want to text Anthony King.
Maybe I will. If that's okay with you, Sheriff, just real quick. I'm just going to text Anthony King. Was there an improv group called The Rafters? And was I in it? Let me just do that real quick. Anyway, Sheriff, I actually have some information.
I know for damn sure Michael Delaney was in it, and I know Anthony King was in it.
Okay.
Would they have left out the Chris Gethard in that era of the UCB theater?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of...
Doesn't seem like he would be riding the bench on one of those shows.
A Tuesday night at 11 banger? Who knows? Sheriff, I might be able to connect a lot of dots for you because I feel like you and I have been sucked into a sick game. And I've gotten two other phone calls today from people who are intimately involved in it. And that wasn't chowder.
Oh, no.
Apparently that guy is very obsessed with me.
No, no.
the Goose, like some commercials I did with Paul Pierce and Carmelo Anthony.
I'm going to need a new set of boots.
Apparently, there's been a 6-year scenario where this guy has been cock-a-doodle cuckolding himself with this goose. With his wife and the goose, and all of it has led up today where he apparently wanted to get on the phone with me.
And that
pleasure himself to just unleash.
That was the release.
6 years worth of voluminous cum. I'm
and
so
here
sorry.
Here I am kicking his Happy Meal ass up and down Main Street with my new boots.
Yeah. Oh, brand new boots?
Oh, ain't that always how it goes? I mean, newish.
Anthony doesn't remember a group called The Rafters.
Okay. The conceit of the show, you may want to remind him,
mm-hmm.
is that it would be all three-person scenes.
Okay.
It was not executed successfully, and therefore we didn't really see the Rafters riot again. Just a one-off. Could have damn well sworn Chris Gethard was a part of that. I can't imagine them having him hugging the pine for that one.
I remember that name. When I say so vaguely, I can't underline enough how vague a flickering memory this is somewhere deep in the back of my brain.
Well, damn, man. I mean, would Zach remember? Feels like something he might have been involved with.
Listen, Zach takes a long time to answer texts, so I'm not going to be able to get any resolution during the course of this phone call anyway, but follow up with him some other time.
Wow. No, that's probably best. You don't want to call Michael Delaney at this hour. No. So I'll say this. It seems like you have some missing puzzle pieces for me. I was actually ready to turn in my badge and gun because I said, I'm not doing my job. What I'm doing now is playing a role in some sort of sick, psychosexual goose man wife fantasy. And that's not why I took the oath, the sheriff's oath.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I mean, at the end of the day, this has been a strange situation for all of us. I feel like this guy has been like a real gamesman in the middle of it, pulling strings, arranging puzzle pieces for 6 years. I don't feel good about it. I'm sure you don't either. I think the goose, let alone the wife. I mean, this Rashomon-like tale has unfolded from via three male perspectives for me, assuming that goose is male. Actually, I didn't ask. So none of us can feel good, but at the very least, this sick bastard finally ejaculated. So I have to imagine at the very least it's over and we can all move on.
Yeah, no, after the original, you know, initial kind of hooting and hollering from him as he hung up the phone, he was actually as calm as I've ever seen him.
Yeah, but it's got to be so relaxing. 6 years? He's got to be, like, so chill right now.
I guess so. Hey, the missus is calling me in the other room. I'm supposed to watch Sleepwalk with me. You ever see that one?
I have seen it, yeah. And
watching it again.
He's got another one called Don't Think Twice. I actually play, like, the sixth or seventh lead in that one if you ever chance to check that out. I play
Don't
Bill.
Think Twice.
Yeah. I play Bill.
Is that some kind of play on Don't Think?
I don't...
I would see that on the sweatshirts when I go to see you in Liberty Inn back in those days.
Yeah, Liberty Inn. That one I remember vividly. Me, Anthony King, Zach Woods. Mm-hmm. Named after that hotel on the West Side Highway that you can rent hourly to have weird sex.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. But no, yeah. Yeah, that's where the title comes from.
I don't know. I've been told no, but it also seemed like a coincidence to me, but I...
Really big coincidence if it's not.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, I think
would
so.
Would be
too.
Odd. That doesn't track for this old chair. I'm just a simple lawman, you know, but they do pay me to get to the bottom of some of these things. And
yeah.
It's just...
Hey, I'm with you. I didn't name the movie, though, so I can't really speak to
you
it.
You didn't name it? You just played this, what'd you say, sixth lead?
Sixth lead, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm. I found it hard to get answers to that particular question myself as well, Sheriff, but If you ever need to bring me into the station house to talk more, I'm happy to do it. Happy to do it.
Nah, I can't see that happening, really.
Brett Christensen.
We get big stars at the station house.
Well, thanks for that. Thanks for that.
Brett Christensen types.
You could probably get one of the first five leads of... You could probably get Kate Micucci down there.
Well, my cat's getting mad, and the missus again, she said she's going to start sleepwalk with me without me if I don't get in there, so...
No, go get in there. It's a really good film.
Yeah. I'll check out this other one. What kind of character are you doing?
I play an improviser who's kind of a big fish in that small pond, and he has a friend who moves on to Saturday Night Live, and it kind of fills him with a lot of insecurity and questioning about if he has what it takes to ultimately get to something of that level as well.
That don't sound like acting.
Yeah. There was one scene where I had to cry because my dad got in an accident. That felt like real acting.
They do the drops?
No, I actually...
Blow the air in your eyes?
No, I actually went into a corner and thought horrifically dark things about what it's like to lose people until I had a nervous breakdown, and then they just pointed a camera at it. Should have just done the drops.
I'll watch that part. Anyway, I'm all messed up about all this goose stuff and come on my boots and all, you know, this and that. So
yeah, no, go
I'm
get out of here.
Mr. Burbigs, just take me away from all that.
Yeah. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Great talking to you, Sheriff. Thanks for everything you do.
Thank you. Welcome, I said. What the fuck?
Wow.
This is, I know it's, you know, I'm sure you know Jared, who usually works on my show. Like,
yeah.
I gotta tell you, I know this is the first time you've helped me out with one. It does not usually go like this.
Jeez.
It's really...
Chris!
Hello?
Chris, it's Jim Rebhorn.
Jim Rebhorn, who played my dad on Big Lake?
On Big Lake! Sorry to cut in. I just have a real quick question for you.
Yeah, I got a big one for you, too. You go first.
You can start. I know it's been a while since we've chatted. I'm excited to be speaking with
you. It's amazing to be speaking to you, because you are an absolutely incredible person to watch work, a true professional who taught me about...
We had a good time together.
I was in over my head. You're a true pro, but yeah. I am 99.99% certain that you did pass away a few years back.
Yes. So. I'm calling from heaven.
Oh, beautiful. Good to know. Okay.
I was wondering if you saw, when we wrapped that show, I had this belt. This is my favorite belt. And I left it on set.
That's
thanks. I'm up here trying to enjoy heaven, but I've been thinking about this belt. You didn't see it?
I didn't see the belt. No. I mean, I know.
I liked it so much. I had my character was wearing the belt on the show.
Yeah, that's rough. I'm so sorry about that. I mean, I guess it doesn't matter now that you've passed away, but yeah, that I can see how that would stick in your craw.
It matters to me.
That's really rough. I know Griffin Newman had a day player part on that show, and he's really weirdly into belts. I don't know if it's like a sex thing or just a fashion thing, but I would ask him sometime.
I would know if it were a sex thing.
I imagine that you're part of why you're touching base too, because I mean it hasn't been announced publicly yet. But if you're in heaven, you saw the phone call I got earlier today, or is this? Do I get to break the news to you?
No, I saw the phone. We see anytime.
It's
somebody blasts off. It kind of gets...
Wait, blasts off? What are you referring to?
It gets patched through. Anytime anyone's blasting off anywhere in the world, it gets patched through.
But what do you mean by blasting off?
Nutting.
Oh, no, that's not the phone call I had. That was a different phone call I had today.
Oh, well, what's the other phone call you had today? I only saw the one where the guy just had an enormous nut.
No, that was a whole other thing. No, I was on the phone with my agents all day. After 11 long years of debating it, Comedy Central has decided to pick up the back 90 on Big Lake.
It's happening.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
11 years of waiting on bated breath. They finally said we're ready to commit to 90 more episodes of Big Lake.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really thrilled. I don't know how we're going to replace you.
If I were down there, they'd be seeing a shot of me patched through up in heaven hearing that news.
Oh, I mean, we only really knew each other for a brief burst of time, but you're a great man, and it's going to be so sad to do these other 90 entire episodes of Big Lake without you.
Yeah. No, it was great. It was fun. But it really was just calling about the belt, so.
I'll keep my eyes peeled for it.
Now that the gang's getting back together
when we're back at Silver Cup, I'll see if anybody found it lying around.
The Cheddar Creek set is still up, just in case.
Yeah.
It's been waiting there for you, and so if you do see my belt there, I would appreciate it.
I will. I'll keep my eyes peeled, yeah.
Okay, goodbye.
So good talking to you. That iguana bit. It's a good bit. I don't know even what to say to you, Kat. I feel so bad that you've had to witness all this. It's a very weird day in my life, and I've had a lot of weird days.
Hey, sorry I'm a little late. Hey, buddy.
How are you?
Good.
Hi, Chris.
Good to see
you. So sorry. Hi, Framsky.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I saw that your name on the thing is Framsky, Sean, which actually...
Yeah.
That's my old AOL Instant Messenger handle, right?
Oh my God, no. I just use it. I have it's my screen name on Zoom. I have a funny story about like having my video off and doing some Zooms with a guy and then showing up at his dorm room later and being like, it's me, it's Framsky, and like surprising him, scaring him.
That's so, yeah. I did a story on This American Life. I had a story like that. My AIM name was Framsky and I went to Princeton and tried to
I went to Dartmouth and Harvard and Cornell and I did it to three different guys and mine was on like this Global Life and it was actually the whole world heard it. But that's awesome. That's really cool for you. That's like
do we want to do this, or
you want to do something, or you want to do the show, or do you not really feel like it?
I was going to say, if we could not, that would be amazing for me.
Oh, I mean,
I don't feel like it. Yeah.
I've just on my end, I've been waiting an hour and 20 minutes.
So it sounds like you are desperate to do it. But as far as
I wouldn't say desperate. Like, I've got a lot of other irons in the fire.
Begging me to do it.
That is great. So if we could do it another time, that would just kick ass.
I'd love to get it done just because I dedicated time to it. And I have a new special that I'd love to promote and everything. But I mean, if you guys really don't want to,
well, what's the special? Let's just see.
Is
like, if that sounds
like
good,
really
like
soon?
Maybe we'll do the show. Like if the special sounds like it's got legs and we'll do the show, you know?
Yeah. It's, it comes out June 1st. I self-produced it. It's, kind of like a tour documentary style stand-up special, kind of like akin to a lot of the music specials.
It's not really
like
selling me on doing the
same
episode.
Same kind of a lot. Do you want to figure out exactly what it is? It sounds like we have time.
This might actually be great for you, because if what you're doing is promoting it, you don't even know what it is. Maybe we should do the show another
time.
Because
we have until June 1st. It's actually the beginning of a different month altogether.
Yeah. Well, you want to promote things and give people a little lead time to find them. And I want to be clear. I'm very well aware of what it is. It's just I'm sort of taken aback. I've just been...
Are you shy?
I've been sitting here waiting, and we actually were doing some beautiful anonymous calls while we were waiting for you guys, and they were really jarring.
So you weren't sitting here waiting.
Different ways. And to just wait an hour
and
20 minutes, me and Kevin was helping me produce some beautiful anonymous calls, and they got real weird. So I'm just sort of taken aback that I would wait all night for you guys. And
okay,
my wife put down the baby without me, and now you guys just want to bail. It's like not the coolest thing in the world, but...
Okay, did we figure out like... the cost of Kevin's time, you know, we pay Kevin.
Yeah.
If
exorbitantly.
Well, you would have been paying him to just sit there and wait for you regardless, I would imagine, right?
No, Kevin, no, sorry. The clock, Kevin punches in when we're both on the Zoom.
I will not be paying for Kevin's time. I will not be doing that. I self-produced my special.
Okay, well, then probably
somebody
will release... Beautiful Anonymous, then.
Someone has a bird or a cat that's going.
And I don't know if, like, Casper Mattress is still, like, you know, if like, maybe they could pitch it a little bit.
Are you asking me to reach out to Casper Mattress?
You seem to have a pretty good relationship with them.
They haven't advertised on my show in 4 solid years.
Didn't you have a whole sponsored show that they did?
They were not happy with it. I think it's actually extremely funny, but no one really understood it was a joke for a long time, and it was kind of a disaster, but in a way that makes me really happy. It was called In Your Dreams, but rather I feel like now I'm plugging In Your Dreams, and what I want to be plugging is Half My Life, which is my new special that we haven't really had a chance to talk about.
That's kind of something, almost something. Or no, other, it's like sort
it's,
of
it's 10 small venues out there on the road, comedy bits, there's alligators involved. It shows what it's like to travel from city to city. It's a good thing. I can talk at length about it. I'm just
what
really
is it? Where can people see it?
On a variety of streaming platforms. It's one of those.
Just any of them?
There's a big list.
Okay, again, if you want to figure out...
Yeah, I'd love to give you an opportunity to just kind of nail down like
maybe
where
once
it
we
is,
get actually closer to it,
how
we'll
to
know
watch
where
it.
People
yeah.
can find it.
That's
yeah.
a, that point, I'll concede that one, actually. Yeah, that
okay.
one's fair. That one's fair.
Because yeah. it's not... It's also based on the name, it doesn't seem like it's... super SEO optimized.
Yeah. I have this sort of brand and reputation as Framsky where like when I'm hosting the show, like my guests have their shit together and we like know exactly what they're promoting and like
yeah. And my SC card is going to run out.
Mine's all full up as well.
DirecTV, Tubi, it's going to be on Tubi. Everybody's got Tubi.
I'm gone.
Tubi or not Tubi.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss grilling, the boys make a reality show with Rob Sesternino, and the flagrant ones are almost talking all things basketball. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of the full episodes, including today's with Chris Gethard, at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.